Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Open line on kaya959.
My heart is a pain. I just saw an article talking about some of the BEE laws being downsized because of Starlink. And we did hear a businessman who was there talking about we need Starlink. I don't think that was the day to address that. It's a concern that the meeting was centered around that.
Okay, so first of all, that has not been verified. It's been reported by Bloomberg and everything else, but hasn't been verified. And the president himself actually came out and said that in their meetings, they didn't discuss Starlink at all. Now, do I think they're speaking to Elon Musk in the background? Yes, of course they are. Do I think they're trying to find a workaround around the CASA regulation that telecoms companies need to be 30% owned in South Africa? Maybe. But this is not something that's going to happen overnight. And trust me, this is not something you can walk around, DJ, and just make a call like that at a drop of a hat. This is a legislative process. It would need to go to Parliament if indeed they're trying to sidestep that. So don't worry about it too much just yet. Let's just wait and see how the cards land.
For Open Line today, I just want us to discuss indaba ye alcohol. Guys, we need to admit to ourselves as the adults of today, we are sihlula. At my work place, there's a security guard, my tool. Njalo babona yibo all the time. So ngibona ukuthi sekuyi-1, ngithi ublo munye u-officer livini. Athi, ngithi manje wayengekho selantini or what? Athi, no, bamxoshile. Uhlala aza emsebenzini adakiwe. Like, guys, why are we doing this to ourselves? The unemployment is so high and it's allow these addictions to ruin our lives.
Udawa njalo, udawa. Mina akade ngayisho indaba ethi, ayi vanduka nje ithi, nothing good comes out of alcohol. Nothing.
As a country, we do have a serious problem. I remember a few weeks ago, a guy was asking me if I don't know any job opportunities on Twitter. Why? Because his previous job, he lost because he was drinking. Came to work drunk, even though he knew they breathalyzed them every Monday.
So now imagine, okay, you give him another job opportunity, up in the foot, up pila kileles.
He usually pulls at that opportunity.
Anengele, kathakathi I motor industrial ombudsman iyasinceda or idlala ngathi because of like we've been complaining about 6 months now. Complain ngale abo Bosch car service, abo we buy cars. Ngathi badla nabo because of abasincedi nje baloko bathi okay, yeah, we can see the the case is here. Yeah, we'll give you a feedback. None, nothing. Mele siyekuphi manje makuso? Guys, help us.
Yeah, I know. So tell us what case he's talking about specifically. We'll get hold of the ombudsman ourselves and follow up on your case, because obviously if you've got an ongoing case and it's not getting resolved in a satisfactory manner, there's something you need to follow up.
Morning, sees the world, the best show in Zanti.
Thank
you. Rest of the world, actually. Something bothers me too much. Ekasi, you find traffic, sikwelen, jeleni, you know, taxis and all these small cars, private cars, hitting oncoming traffic. Mafiga at the intersection, sikwele, klangatlangene. We both going to be late. The taxis that are rushing to make that money, they're not even going to make the money. So, like, if we cannot be patient with one another in the hood, what is it that we going to hold of the highest, I mean, the highest status? So what is it that we're going to hold? Nothing. Sihlula nje, just to be patient. Ikasi, just wait. Umunye angene a few seconds. But no, traffic.
I hear you. Trust me, I do. But patience is expensive. You see, right now, we're just talking about people losing jobs. Whom, when they get to work late, or your pay gets docked. And so people like that, you can't expect them to be patient. Also, I don't know if you've noticed, you must look at yourself. Look how impatient you get when you broke. You got a very short temper when you broke, eh?
Yeah.
Exactly. That is it. You know? So, abantu bayasokola ndoda, kukho umuntu onesikhathi kuba patient la, hey, siyahila.
And also chances are if usuka ekhaya you're driving, you probably maybe even work an hour away from where you actually stay, unlike in the burbs where maybe it's a 20-15 minute drive to work, but ekhaya you can understand everybody's trying to just get to work on time, which is very far.
Mm.
Just a quick one. I mean, I want to understand, guys, ukuthi umthetho uthi ngendaba yama toll gate. So if I get to the toll gate and I generally don't have money to pay, what does the law say should happen? Or what is the process that should follow that?
Kufuneka phela ujike ndoda, ayikho into ezokwenziwa. Kuzokwenzeka manje, angithi you pay to use. You pay to use it, man. That's why they've got boards warning you as you approach toll gates. Nancy, imali yakhona. Begging pass like a clean. If you don't have that one, let me tell you a story. I was once in Lisbon, Portugal.
Yeah.
And there's a long bridge in Lisbon, Portugal. I've forgotten what the bridge is called. I get lost. Driving. I got like, I don't know, maybe €100 on me. Eventually, we run out of money.
Yay!
You know, this is back in 2005. Run out of money. Now, we need to turn and come back. On our way back, I said, you. We just explained this to the guys. Like, hey, guys, we got lost. Ganji. Then the guys just led us through.
It was before the cards were taken at toll gates.
It was a bridge, so... But they let us through. So the bridge is only one way there and one way back. So okay, if you can explain your story, then maybe somebody can let you through. But generally,
No, but at a human level, guys, generally it's humans who are working behind these systems. I remember the one time I got turned away for a flight, and literally the bridge that takes people into the plane was still there, and the plane was late 30 minutes. But the people were like, no, we can't let you in. But at a human level, if it was somebody different, they'll just understand and let you in because practically you can actually go through.
Well, sometimes it's the system as well. So a system will literally close a flight at a certain time. And then in order for you to check somebody else in, you need to override the system. Now, once you override the system, they're going to ask you, why did you override the system? And I've got to explain. It's You need to explain why do you let this person on?
You know, I'd be impressed if I run a company and somebody overrode a system. Then they tell me and it shows that they're actually applying their minds and... they fixed a problem that was there, even though it went against the rules.
Rules are there for a reason.
Remember that conversation we had about a truck driver?
Yeah.
I mean, a bus driver. I think he didn't let in a kid because he didn't have a ticket, and then that kid got harmed or something. Remember that?
Yeah.
And we were saying that at a human level, you can let the kid in. You'll collect the money the other day because it's a regular kid who's always in this bus.
This whole BE thing, how does it really work? If they're saying Starlink is coming and 30% from BE, so Tata Pilema gets Starlink because they would say 30 million, 50 million. And how does it work, this thing? Where do you get the capital? As a black person and say you're going to link with an international company, got 30%. Who benefits from this whole BE thing, sent like Subshop?
Yeah, well, obviously the people that already have the funds, right? So it can happen that way. Or if you're lucky... you can get somebody who says they're going to fund you. You go to a financial institution, they say they'll fund you. The problem with that is even our presidents will tell you, right? You can't make capital out of nothing. So if you buy into a business via a loan, the people that you bought into, whose business you bought into, always know that. So at the end of the year, for example, no matter how well the business is done, they just say, hey, we're not going to declare dividends. We're expanding. When the bank wants to say, buddy, what do you have to do? You got to sell your shares. Sell your shares to get some money, pay back the bank. So now from 30%, so selling 25%. Pinabu next year, what they say, we're not going to declare divvies. We're going into Nigeria. Hey, the value of your shares is going up, but the bank says, let's allow imali, give me contant. I'm not luto. You see? So then they'll just dilute you down to nothing. Because you can't make capital out of nothing.
Excuse me. They give you a slip, my guy. When you don't have money for the toll gates, they give you a slip. I remember when I was still a new driver, right? I had to deliver something to my Melody from Harangua, right? I was using a GPS. I did not know that there was a toll gate going to Mamelodi. Yeah. So I found myself there, and I didn't have money. Like, I did not have money on me, honestly. And then I'm like, I walk up, I park, because I know that I don't have money. So I park on the side and go to the toll gate. I'm like, here's my situation. I'm driving to my Mamelodi, but I don't have money on me. And she was like, no, walk up to that office there and they'll give me a slip. They give me a slip. I think it was 13.50 to pay. Yeah, bro, to pay, because they don't take debit cards. I didn't have a credit card by then. So, yeah, they give me a slip.
Okay, that makes sense too.
Sizo and the team, I just need some clarification on something, man. With regards to the GA and EA system that is going on in the education department, with that budget of hiring these EAs and GAs, is it not viable that they hire more teachers? I mean, with that money, they could do that. Or maybe I've got another understanding, because right now we are unemployed teachers, and yet they hire kids with matric to go teach at schools. It doesn't make sense, unless I'm the only one.
So first of all, what are EAs and GAs?
Education assistants and general assistants that work alongside teachers and other staff to help support students in schools.
Okay, so what's happening now? They're getting hired.
It seems, yeah.
Yeah, look, I suppose I hear what you're saying, because money is money, right? So instead of hiring assistants, why don't you hire more teachers, and then more teachers can just do the job that's needed. But maybe the shortfall is in things like marking of papers, tests, etc. and so on. So there, you don't necessarily need teachers. You need more assistants, right? Because teachers can handle the job of teaching, and the people that assist can handle marking papers, setting exams, etc. and so on. Maybe that's the issue, you know? Because support staff is also very, very important. It's not just frontline workers that we need. So it could be that. I don't know. There's lots of voice notes. Let's try and get through two more.
Traffic ibo pile la imoto zigcwele azikhona ukuhamba left and right. Uma utufika ku traffic ama officers je MPD bakhona bapaka imoto bazimele nje bafakele izandla esikwameni bazicocela. Why vele bangavelanga bazilalela emakhaya kubo?
Yeah, you see, that's a very valid concern. You've even got a mapara now directing traffic, when I guess JMPD officers should be doing that. And it does happen. I've seen it myself. People are just relaxing, and they can see the traffic lights not working, and they can see that maybe their intervention would make things run smoother.
A lot of people are like that, in their work environments. Unless there's an instruction by a senior to say, do this, they will leave things out of place even though they can see. No one ever takes initiative.
Hello, this is the world. Ke ne ke kopa le ke leng kae re mona hle bathong. Ke na le cell phone iPhone 11 e ke bileng kanka insurance ka yona. So phone e lahlehile, and then ne ke khavile ka ne ke nkile cover ya 10,000 to 15,000. So right now ngwana o lahlile phone because phone ne ke reketse ngwana, and then ha re claima Vodacom insurance e re bolella hore they can only ba re fa a pre-owned phone because the iPhone 11 has been discontinued, or ba ka khona hore ba mo patale ba re fe 8.5, not 15,000 as re ne re khavile phone. So ne ke kopa ho botsa hore na how does this insurances work, and re ka khona ho thola thuso jang, re kopa guidance.
Yeah, that's a very good question. I suppose it depends on what kind of cover you took out, right? Because if it's comprehensive cover, then they should just pay the amount of money that you covered for. But maybe if you covered at market value of the phone, as they say, iPhone 11, the market value of it is 8,500. So that's either they want to give you that or another pre-owned iPhone 11. So you need to look at the clauses in your insurance contract, because that's really between you and them. But at least they want to pay you something. Then you can top up again, go get another phone if you want.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.